May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome back, viewers of Madani Channel, to one of your favorite programs, Spiritual Cures. Let's move on to one of the blessings of reciting Durood and Salam upon the best of creation, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. The final Prophet, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, has said that recite Salat upon me 50 times a day. I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We'll just welcome our guest in the studio today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Adil bhai?
Alhamdulillah.
Masha, are you well?
Alhamdulillah.
Everything at home fine?
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. Mashallah. We appreciate you joining us for the program. We'll move on to some of the questions. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I need a cure for jadu. Assalamu alaykum. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is, and my mother's name is, I think his mother is not feeling well, or he's not feeling well, it doesn't actually mention, but somebody's not feeling well. Can you please do istikhara? And I think according to the names, it means that this person is not well. Inshallah, the istikhara will be done. You haven't mentioned code name, but I'll mention the first istikhara request. And then that way you'll be able to understand that this was yours. I'll just mention one more, Adil bhai. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd just like to have istikhara done for myself. My name is, my mother's name is, and my father's name is. Just a general inquiry, the brothers mentioned. So I'll put down second istikhara. You haven't sent a code name or code word, and you've mentioned here regarding your father's name. Just to make you understand, and the viewers who are watching as well, we don't actually require father's name for istikhara. It's the person's name along with their mother's name. The father's name is not required. I know some people even end up sending their date of birth as well. Thinking that date of birth is also a requirement. It's not a requirement. Just the name of the person along with the mother's name is sufficient to do the istikhara. Ji, I'll send this on to the majlis as well, inshallah, and the istikhara reply, inshallah, will come near the last quarter. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My son's name is not well. His mother's name is. Could you please also pray for him as well? So I think they're requesting an istikhara. They've given a code name as Nasir. And they mentioned that their son is not well. May Allah grant him complete cure and remove all his illnesses through the means of the air that he breathes, through the water that he drinks, and anything that he consumes. May Allah grant him complete and full health, better than what health he had prior to being ill. Inshallah. Yeah, I'll just send this on, inshallah, and the istikhara will be performed. And then near the end of the program, the last quarter of the program is when we usually start to give the istikhara replies as well. Ji, Adil bhai. Have you got some answers for us?
Abgo, inshallah. Regarding the magic, somebody was asking, one method, inshallah, I'm going to mention it. Hopefully, with that, inshallah. Anybody's have a magic will be clear, inshallah. Measure up to 11 length blue cotton threads. Make sure the cotton thread is not the normal thread, which is have a polyester as well. Just gather cotton threads. So
pure cotton. Yeah.
Pure cotton.
Mixed with polyester or anything, yeah. It needs to be pure cotton.
Yeah.
And it needs to be a sky blue color.
Sky blue.
What color. If it's any other color? It's not.
No, it's okay, not
so
good.
It needs to be sky blue.
Need to be a sky blue color. And from head to toe of the affected individuals and then fold the 11 threads, meaning you're going to measure it one and then kute, then second and third, like this separate, you're going to do it all 11, okay, not so just
each,
one.
So each thread, you'll actually measure from the forehead to the toe of the affected person.
Yes.
You can't just measure one and then now, okay, I've got his measurement now, so no, let's no, just no. measure it from the other thread.
No,
okay.
It's a, they have to do it all 11
so
separate.
All 11 need to be measured each time from yes. the for, of the affected person. Okay.
Then fold it. Next, tie a loose knot at the tip of it. Twice you're going to fold it, meaning once you fold it, then fold it again. Twice you fold it, then you're going to try knot it. But you're not going to completely tie it, leave it loose a little bit. Then you're going to read Surah Falak. Once you're going to read it, Surah Falak with Bismillah Sharif before and after Durood Pak, blow it and then tie it. In this way, you're going to do the 11 knots on that thread. So 11 knots, once you completed it with the surah, each time you're going to read it and blow it, and then just put that thread, whatever is obviously it's going to be a smaller piece now, you put it on the fire. Hopefully with that, inshallah, if anybody's have a magic, will be get clear.
Subhanallah. So I'll try to recap it of what I've understood from Adil Bhai. So it needs to be sky blue, cotton thread. It needs to be pure cotton. It can't have polyester or anything else mixed into it. And you need to measure the affected person from head to toe, and each length needs to be measured, not measuring from the actual measurement, but from the actual person's forehead to toe for all 11 lengths. Once you've got these 11 lengths, then you'll hold them all together and then you'll fold them in half twice. Once you've folded this, so for example, you've got the length and it's like this, you folded it in half, so now it is half, then you fold it once more, so you folded it in half twice. Once you fold it in half like this, then you will recite Surah Falak, and you will, whilst you're reciting, you'll tie a knot, but not pull it tight. Recite the surah, blow into the knot, and then pull it tight. And you'll continue like this until you've done, you've recited Surah Falak 11 times with Bismillah ar-Rahman each time, with Rushi before and after, and then you've got 11 knots in this smaller piece of thread now. Because as you're tying knot, obviously it's reducing in size. Yeah. So now you've got the 11 knots tied in this piece of, this clump of thread, you can say. Yes. And then you need to burn this, put it onto some coal or tawa. The
Best is a fire, because if they're going to put it on the tawa, it's probably stick with that.
Okay. So okay, but here it's going to be difficult whether we can do it. But however, basically you need to burn it. Okay, so once you burn this, then what happens, Adil Bhai? How do we know that it's been removed or can, any indication?
The mention is if the smells comes up, so that means somebody's have a magic over there.
Okay.
So if the no smells, just burn it and it's a clear, hopefully with that, inshallah, if you had anything, will be get clear as well.
Okay. So you'll burn this clump of thread, and if any smell emanates from this, that's an indication that there is magic
there was magic present.
So just say if you've burnt it and there's no smell. So that means there wasn't any magic.
There wasn't
any. Okay, so that's fine. Now just say that you burned it and smell emanated. So then what do we do? That's it, it's done now, just doing that one.
Best is you'll try again.
Okay.
Normally we say obviously in a talk, in odd numbers.
Odd numbers.
Once or three times or 5 times or 11 times, but do it 3 times. Hopefully you're going to see the difference.
So basically you'd burn, smell emanates, then you'll do it again the next day. And if smell doesn't emanate, that means it's finished, it's over. If smell does emanate, then you'll do it again the next day. And so forth until there's no smell. And that'll be indication that the magic
will be clear.
The effect of magic has been removed.
Inshallah.
Regarding,
I think so, they wanted istihara obviously until you give the answer. Somebody's ill person.
Okay,
so keeping
illness,
his illness. Regarding this, inshallah, I'll mention one wazifa, which is a normal easy as well for every other person who can have a struggle to read it. Ya salamu, constantly just keep reading it. If the person is a child, then obviously you teach him or teach her. Hopefully they will, inshallah, learn this very easily. Ya salamu constantly and 111 times read it, blow in the water, medicine, or the person. Hopefully with that, inshallah, give them to drink it or eat it. they will get cure, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah. May Allah grant you cure. Dilba has given us a wazifa for illness, inshallah. You can put this into practice. And inshallah, soon we will mention the indication in the istikhara as well. Adilba, can I just mention another message? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Name is, mother's name is, I have two options of investment abroad. One is in a cafe with a friend in partnership, and the other is also in a partnership, which is a fast food place. So a cafe or a fast food place. I will be moving here in a few months' time. I just want to know if you can do istikhara for me, whether it's good for me to invest with either one of my friends, which is better for me, if you can do istikhara for me. So you send the details. I will send this on, inshallah, azawajal, and we will get back to you. You haven't mentioned any code name, so just as an indication, I'll mention investment in business. And then this should be an indication for you that this particular istikhara reply is for yourself. You have actually asked for two istikharas, but inshallah azawajal, we will give you the reply a little later in the program, inshallah azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is, and my mother's name is, I remain unwell these days. Can you please check whether I have evil eye or whether somebody has done anything upon me? Please do istikhara. Inshallah, we'll send this on to the majlis, inshallah, azawajal. Once we get the reply back, we'll mention this. You haven't mentioned a code name. It does make it easier, but I'll just put illness istikhara and I'll mention, inshallah, azawajal, the reply once we get the istikhara reply. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm struggling to find a job. My name is, and my mother's name is, and my code word is blue. So I'll send this on, inshallah, as well, to the istikhara, to the majlis, inshallah. They'll do the istikhara, and we'll get the reply back to you, inshallah, as well, before the end of the program. Just one more, Dilbai, and then I'll let you join in. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've been struggling at night time to sleep. Now I'm getting bad or satanic whispers, bad waswasa, as he's saying, i.e. satanic whispers that I can't mention. Please, can you do istikhara for me? My name is, my mother's name is, a code name, Huzaifa. Code name, Huzaifa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a request for an istikhara. My name is, my mother's name is, I get a lot of leg pain and a lot of headaches, and I am going through a lot of tension in my heart. Code name, Noor, inshallah, azawajal. I'll pass this on to the majlis, inshallah, azawajal, once we get the reply. Adilbhai, if you can take note of some of the problems for some spiritual cures for us as well, please. Just one more and I'll let you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My little girl's name is, my name is, please do istikhara. My daughter is crying all the time and doesn't sleep properly in the night. Code name, Flower. Flower. May Allah grant her peace and give her a good night's sleep, inshallah. We'll perform the istikhara as well, see if there's anything wrong. Do look out for certain issues. Remember, when a child is crying, there is a reason. You know, the child will not cry for no reason. Remember, when the child is hungry, the child will also cry. Because the child can't speak and say, mom or dad, I'm hungry. The child will cry. So the crying is an indication for us that the child wants or needs something. So the child is crying. You check, for example, hungry. So the child's not hungry. They're being fed. Now, there is some problem, whether it's a pain. Even if that's not, then whether it's too warm, whether it's cold, whether the child has got some stomach pain, there is an issue. So remember, do consult your doctor, do see your doctor, have your child checked out as well. We will, inshallah, we'll perform the istikhara. May Allah will make it easy for you and for your child. Inshallah, we will try to give you something as well, inshallah. But do consider some of these Madani pearls that I have mentioned to yourself as well. Ji Adil bhai. I think if you got something ready, then I've got some istighara replies to actually mention as well.
Give the reply is best because time is really short.
Okay, so, Ji, inshallah. So, okay. So we had the istighara request. I think this was the first istighara request, and it was regarding somebody not feeling well. The indication has come as a means of illness. There's no evil eye or anything else. Indication of illness. Inshallah, Adil bhai did mention the spiritual core in regards to illness. But just in case you didn't manage to note that down, do recite Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu with Rushi before and after 111 times and perform them upon your child. Inshallah, Zawajal, may Allah Zawajal grant them complete cure. The second istikhara request was in regards to, I was just a general inquiry. They just wanted to do istikhara. It was just a general inquiry. The istikhara reply has come as an indication of azmaish, as a temporary test. May Allah Azzawajal grant you patience through this means of testing. May Allah Azzawajal bring this time of testing to an end soon. Inshallah Azzawajal, Adil bhai will give us a spiritual cure in regards to azmaish, inshallah Azzawajal. Which we'll mention just before we close at the end of the program. The next istikhara request, which was in regards to a person who wanted to do business, and he had two options in regards to. So the reply that I've received is that do get in touch with Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah first, gain Shari guidance that these particular two, because you remember you mentioned two businesses, so contact Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah, gain guidance in regards to both of these businesses and that you're wanting to go into partnership, find out whether these particular businesses that you're wanting to go into are permissible, gain that Shari guidance. Once you've gained that Shari guidance, then you can, inshallah azawajal, get istikhara done, and inshallah azawajal then will perform the istikhara and get the reply to you first. But do gain Shari guidance first. Subhanallah. What beautiful, in regards to our environment, that alhamdulillah, the environment of Dawud Islami, it makes us not take any steps. Give Shari guidance first, without then move. So don't move without Shari guidance. So this is a lesson for some of us who might just jump into things without thinking, without considering that do we need Shari guidance. We need Shari guidance in everything. We can't, realistically, we can't move without our scholars. And this is the sort of mindset that alhamdulillah, the environment of Dawud Islami and Amir al-Sunnah give us. And alhamdulillah, our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, our Muftis sat next to them. For guidance as well. Subhanallah. Ji, I'll try to clear these, inshallah, and then we'll come back to you for the spiritual cures that we have. We are running out of time. Somebody wanted to have istikhara done and they wanted to check whether jadu, nazar, amliyat or anything existed there. The istikhara has been done. The reply has come back as an indication of illness. So there's no evil eye, there's no jadu, there's no evil eye or anything. It is an indication of illness. I have mentioned a spiritual cure in regards to illness, and Adil bhai earlier in the program did mention something as well. So put them into practice, inshallah. If Allah wills, then you will be cured, inshallah. Sure. Another istikhara request where we've got the code name mentioned as Nasir. The indication in the istikhara is of illness. There is no evil eye or anything like that. So do put the spiritual cures that were mentioned into practice. May Allah Azzawajal remove all types of illness that you're going through. May Allah Azzawajal grant you good health and grant you patience through this means of testing. Because remember, illness is a means of testing and it is a means of forgiveness of our sins and our ranks to be raised in paradise, inshallah Azzawajal. So do be patient and ask from Allah Azzawajal, and all cure. Illness is from Allah and cure is also from Allah Azzawajal. We have second to last was somebody wanted istikhara doing. They're saying that they were struggling to find a job and the code and word was blue. So this particular istikhara reply is for yourself. The istikhara reply has come back as azmaish, as a means of test. May Allah Azzawajal bring this to an end very soon. May Allah Azzawajal grant you steadfastness. Keep trying. keep making dua and supplication, inshallah. Adil bhai, before we finish, he's going to give us a spiritual cure for Azmaish, inshallah. Azawajal. Put this into practice as well and be happy with the will of Allah. Azawajal. And the final istikhara request that we received was code name or code number Noor, and it was regarding somebody who was suffering with leg pain and headaches and tension. May Allah Azawajal remove all these illnesses that you are facing. May Allah grant you good health. The istikhara reply has come as an indication of illness. May Allah grant you cure. May Allah grant you better health before this illness overtook you. Ji Adil bhai, if you can give us a vazifa for Azmaish.
For Azmaish, Ya Samiyu, 100 times after every namaz and do dua, inshallah, all Azmaish will be clear, inshallah. For the job, somebody is saying we can't find the good job. Offer 2 rakat nafal salah at non-mukru time. And after that, when you perform the 2 nafal completely, give the salam, read Ya Latifu 182 times with Salatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after, and then do dua. Hopefully you can find a good job, inshallah. The pain, leg pain, I said somebody's have a pain, headache or leg pain. Ya Muhyi. Ya Muhyi 7 times, read it and blow it on the pain, inshallah. Your pain will be clear, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. That brings us to the end of this week's program. Don't forget to join us same time. It's only on Madini channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.